That's the sound of UConn students demanding change. Students and faculty at the University of Connecticut marched from the Student Union to Gulley Hall Tuesday evening, no chanting and holding
no
signs.
Peace. No justice!
No peace!
We will be here every night that we need to be until the university addresses our concerns.
As temperatures continued to sink into the 20s,
we are literally out here in the cold.
Protesters arrived at their destination and formed a semicircle around the entrance to Gulley Hall, which is home to the offices of both the president and provost. UConn sociology professor Noel Kazanave says there's one thing that's becoming increasingly clear to him every day.
That we have an administration here at UConn that seems to be as deaf, dumb, and blind as it is heartless.
Assistant Vice Provost for Academic Affairs and Diversity, Dana Wilder, spoke with the organizers of the protest but did not comment to the crowd. WHUS News spoke with Wilder after the protesters made their way back to the student union.
People feel like there's just been no action at all. So I think this was a perfect way for people to express themselves and let the university know that these are real concerns.
The issue of campus racism has been thrust into the spotlight since a town hall meeting organized by the cultural centers took place on November 10th. Members of the sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha, said they have felt unsafe on campus since September 29th when, according to police reports, they were verbally harassed by the fraternity Pi Kappa Alpha, or Pike. UConn senior Justine Noletti says she has class with some of the members of Alpha Kappa Alpha, and when the topic came up, she saw one student leave the room.
And you could tell she was crying, and it like broke my heart for her that she pays this money to go to this university to get an education, and she feels unsafe in her environment.
UConn Students for Sensible Drug Policy President Tyler Williams says he plans to help organize future events to ensure the issue does not fizzle out.
These things don't go away. They just come back stronger.
For WHUS News, I'm Sylvia Cunningham.